Hey everybody, Matt Galogli, and today what I want to share with you is this concept of what people will do anything for. Okay, so now if you're a Meat Loaf fan, it's not they won't do anything for love. For those of you that don't understand that, you'll get it later on. Anyway, but there are actually five things that people will do anything for, and if you understand these when it comes to marketing your medical practice, you will be light years ahead of your competition. So let me explain. So there are five things that people will do anything for. For people who encourage their dreams, who justify their failures, who allay their fears, who confirm their suspicions, and help them throw rocks at their enemies. And so what I'm going to be doing is over the next couple of videos, over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be breaking down each one of these. And the first one I want to dive in today is the first one, and that is people who encourage their dreams. Now, if you let's just take this example. Let's just say that you work with women. Let's just say that that's your target market. And let's just take a look at your prospective client or prospective patient. And your prospective patient is a 45-year-old woman who has given birth to three kids. She's put on an additional, say, 20 pounds. She has the pouch, the little paunch from having the three kids, from her muscles getting all stretched out. And she has a dream. And that dream may be something as simple as losing 20 pounds or getting rid of the pouch, being able to wear a bikini again at the beach, because she has this other fear, which I'll dive into later, but basically she has this fear that she could potentially lose her husband because she's not as attractive as she once was. Okay. But their dream is really, the first part of this is her dream is to be able to look great again. She's done having kids. She's past that. Her youngest is 8 years old, let's say. Her oldest is getting ready to head off to college. And she has this dream of looking great again. She sees other 40, 45, 50-year-old women who look fantastic, who are in great shape, who don't have that extra 20 pounds, who have a flat belly, the whole thing. And she has this dream. Okay. The problem is that most people don't share their dreams. The reason why is they're afraid of being ridiculed. And so, what you want to do in all of your marketing and everything that you do is you want to encourage their dreams. Now, what do I mean by encouraging their dreams? Well, she has this dream to be fit again, and she probably maybe has shared this with her spouse. She might have shared it with her closest friend, but the reality is that she isn't really sharing it with a whole lot of people, and she's frankly afraid to, because not afraid of anything other than ridicule. Or, why can't you just be happy with your body? That's so old school that you want to be able to look like that. Your husband should just be able to love you the way you are. All of that. All of those things cut her dream. And so, what she really wants is she wants somebody who can encourage her dream, who's going to believe in her. Now, that's your role as the doctor. The role as the doctor, your first and foremost role, especially when it comes to your front-end marketing, is you have to encourage their dreams. It's vitally important that you do this. You have to be the one who tells them it's possible, it's okay to want this. It's not only okay to want this, but here's other people that I've helped do this who are just like you and know your dream is not crazy, and let me show you the pathway to do it. But you can't say, let me show you the pathway to do it first. You have to justify their dreams and encourage them. You have to say, look, you can do this. I've worked with plenty of other 45-year-old, 40-something women who have had this exact same dream and are now doing this. Okay? So that's your first mission in all of your marketing, is you have to encourage their dreams. Now, tomorrow I'm gonna dive into or sometime later this week, I'm gonna dive into the next one, and that is justify their failures. Because the best thing that you can have is a prospect who has failed fixing the issue a couple of times. In the ED business, we used to say that we wanted somebody who, our best patient was somebody who had failed using Viagra and Cialis, who had tried pills, potions, pumps, and porn, and had been on a 2-year failure cycle. And I'm going to show you in our next video why it's so important for them to have failed and for you to justify their failures. And when you tie that together with encourage their dreams, you start to get a pretty powerful 1-2 punch. So next time, hope you enjoy this video. I'll talk to you soon.